Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you know who this is? I'll zap on this. Hey. You know I'm gon' ride when I pull up a pint. Hop in my ride, I can cruise through the night. Clutching my ride and I'm giving the pipe. This love it excite me, I check it like ID. She on my wifey, she serve me like ID. She wanna ride me like high speed. Roll up a breezy, get wet, she gon' try me. Highly popping a Zanny or Molly. Dropping a panty, she step like a jolly. Oh, what's her name and she said it was Holly. Letting me hit, I ain't talking, no stalling. My number, she calling like lines where I'm balling. Lay her like coughing, I'm loving, no stopping. I love when I'm copping, I'm leaving her throbbing. Cuffing, no hopping, she love when I'm talking. Deep in her lips, leave her coughing. Love her, she moaning. Green the moaning, I hit it like Ike on the river. I'm rolling, we high like a kite on my boat when she smoking. Rolling and poke it, I swear she gon' blow it. Flow like a poet, I love how she do it. She riding, I coach it, she wet like a ocean. Girl gonna choke it, my bitch, she can't focus. No, I'm the one from the west, I'ma hold it.
You know we sippin' when we pulled up.
Making love, we got nervous, got nauseous. Straight from the west, hold it down on the hosses. Make her go stupid, go down like a mosh pit. No, I'm a G, but she run up and pop it. Ain't with the op, she with all the hot shit. Bust out the noggin, you just need to stop it. Sippin' on pink, all this drowsy ain't talking. With all the action, we riding and capping. The heart when I'm hacking, I love everlasting. Love it so fresh, like the jump in the plastic. Savage, thank all the static, I'm packing with passion. Fight like a dragon, I love the reactions. Fast when I'm tapping, I love it's like magic. Her love when I'm tracking, her back when I'm cracking. She from the hood, from the west, get a bracket. I could imagine if I wasn't rapping. I will be trapping with you up in traffic. I will be capping, I'm holding for action. I would do anything just for a baggage. Know you my top, cause we fuck with a passion. Bad little shorty, she thick with an accent. Twisted off Alice, they high like an addict. Came in with signs and a cut like a bandage.
You know we sippin' when we pulled up.
Niggas feel it. Run in the circle so small you couldn't thread it. Had to get my bread up, had to beat the back out. Damn right you miss me with that madness, I see past it. Stick to self code, so exactly what is you asking?
Won't get done right, I suggest you do it yourself. Cause most these motherfuckers be only getting for self. The dope game played out, trying to find a way out.
Every
Every step I take is a tactical move, and I'ma see it to the finish, cause I'm refusing to lose. So I kill hits on the daily like a hitman for hire. Just sign the contract and guarantee, boy, I murk. And the thing to me to slay a track, been busting since it's way back. Tell me how you want them done and delivered, and it's a wrap. Cause since a youngster, boy, I always kept a strategy and a plot to get that money out here in these streets. Ain't been dependent on nobody since I was a baby. Been independent, going strong, cause that's how God made me. And I ain't in this game just for kicks. So if you ain't talking about money, you can miss me with that bullshit. Cause I'ma live free and die hard like Bruce Willis. In the booth serving up hits like I'm playing tennis. Know when the dope game's played out, I'm searching for a way out. I'm waiting on my payout.
If you want it done right, I suggest you do it yourself. Cause most of these motherfuckers be only getting for self. The dope game's played out, just trying to find a way out. My plan to strategize and stick to the layout. Miss me with that bull, I ain't in this shit just for kicks. Why the fuck you think a nigga say murdering hits? I'm searching for a way out. Yeah. Why waiting on a payout?
Yeah.
Yeah, now what you know about that life on the mission to flip more K's than Vanna White. Operation precise with goals clearly in sight. Holla at Mr. Swisher, he getting my mind right for these clowns that's less than funny. Falling is unbecoming, the niggas out for that money. I'll never go back to bummy, yeah. Enough cake to make your baby mama fornicate. When getting money's child's play, we call it patty cake. When the music's great, you can orchestrate a network of revenue similar to niggas flipping eight. Just got a message from the little homie. They say we eating, but we still hungry. Got big beef, but niggas still bony. Phil Jackson to the opposition. Got a triple threat flow on the offensive. About to change the damn lane and commit the offensive. Foul in the game, they downplay my name.
If you want it done right, I suggest you do it yourself. Cause most of these motherfuckers be only getting for self. The dope game played out, just trying to find a way out.
Waiting on the payout. Put the plan together, then watch the play out. Man, I did the street thing, boy, I was way out. Yeah, now I'm making moves to stay out. Yeah, nigga, already know I'm fresh out. Yeah, I'm about to show you what the best buy. Them niggas chop me out, still pull a tech out. Man, we getting money, them niggas feel left out. I smoke weed with Rasta, I sold crack with Haitian. Feel a feel, nigga, fresh off the plantation. Get mine, nigga, standing ovation. I got work, nigga, who need an application?
If you want it done right, I suggest you do it yourself. Cause most of these motherfuckers be only getting for self. The dope game played out, just trying to find a way out. My plan to strategize and stick to the layout. Miss me with that bull, I ain't in this shit just for kicks. Why the fuck you think a nigga say murdering hits? I've been searching for a way.
Stay loyal to myself, can't tell on myself. If I do it in my telltale treason,
And I know, I know, I know. I know, I know, I know. Happy niggas ain't who they claim to be. But no matter what, out in these streets, I still remain a G. So man, everybody act like they want it. But when the truth be told, the world's so cold. So say it less, so that's a hundred. Yeah. Ain't too many niggas out here real no more. Just for the love, all the money, they done so let go. So man, everybody act like they want it. But when the truth be told, the world's so cold. So say it less, so that's a hundred. Ain't too many niggas out here real no more.
Jump, man, showing like joy. So just sold for a little bit of money. Full for the deal, pussy, you ain't had nothing. Nothing like me, keep getting to the money.
Get money. And I'm fishing right off of the land. Business is good when this money in hand.
I ain't selling my soul. The fact that you hate me, I know that I'm on. Ain't no surprise, first time to fold. The road to riches get lonely and cold. Winning off sinning, Lord, please save my soul. Which way to go, like I'm losing control. Stick to the code and I find my way home. A rack full of snakes, it's so fake and so phony. Destined for great, I know that it's coming. Get in my way, bitch, it's gonna be some trouble. On my own 10, raising the struggle. Family first, nothing above it. Watching my back, I know I can't trust to keep it silent, fuck a discussion. All these niggas, they talking and tripping, but I tell them niggas, it's nothing.
So man, everybody act like they want it. But when the truth be told, the world's so cold. So say it less, so that's a hundred. Yeah. Ain't too many niggas out here real no more. Just for the love, for the money, that's all they know. So man, everybody act like they want it. But when the truth be told, the world's so cold. So say it less, so that's a hundred. Ain't too many niggas out here real no more.
No more, no more, no more.
Just for the love, for the money, that the soul ain't broke.
Welcome to Chop Only Radio, man. This is Back to Business Part 2, man. If you was tuned in with us for Back to Business Part 1, big shouts out, man. Major shouts out, major salute. We're going to tap on a couple things, man, on Part 2. And we're going to get to this jerky, man. We're going to get to this fire playlist. But we're going to touch on some things. One thing, man, we got to bring in, say big shouts out to Famo, man, Silent Night. Jag the Official right there on that track. Famo, Jag the Official, man, salute on that.
Man, appreciate it, Famo. Shit, appreciate it.
Man, you know, Famo, man, one thing I want to touch, man, you know, and it's crazy that, you know, sometimes people, you know what I mean, getting their feelings so bad, man, to where they actually pour salt on people, you know what I mean, that they either cool with and cahoots with. Poor stuff about what I mean by that is, you know, the little fake jazz and stuff like that, man. And all I can say is, man, hey, we see them. Only thing is the jazz don't hold no weight over this way. Because, like I've stated on social media, and we said this a lot of times, it was no big conglomerate behind us to start Chop On It Radio. Chop On It Radio network system was started by Famo Nation. With our own dollars, our own money, our own work, our own strength, our own ideas. You dig, man? So when I see people, you know what I mean, taking jabs, you know what I mean, and they can't be upfront with it. When I see people taking jabs at certain things, it's like, dog, how can you jab at people that started from nothing and put their heads together, whatever it is, whatever they doing, and make something out of nothing and trying to do something positive with themselves? You feel me? And especially in this game, this one thing I can't stand. I got to let it go. I can't stand these blow-up-ass people in this music game that think they know all the business, think they know exactly every single way that's going to help you get great, help you become this, help you become that, help you this, this, that, 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 this. Dog, man, and people overlook a big-ass picture. Big-ass picture. Most of the time, the stuff they be saying, man, is only coming from a one angle or one direction. But they fail to look at the big picture as well. See, everybody want to be a motherfucking superstar. And half the motherfucking superstars is the fakest people that's walking around. I don't give a damn what none of them say. I got to be a 100K, man. I got to be a 100K. Everybody be going hard like, oh, yeah, we can tell you the best way to get to an industry. But what they ain't telling you is you get into the one of the most snakiest, one of the most fraudiest, one of the most evil industries you could ever get into in your life. Oh, but they don't want to tell you that shit. But they can tell you how you can become this type of artist, how you can get paid, how you can do this. But they ain't telling you that same industry you love, that same thing you love to do, that lane you love to be in, is filled with some of the most dangerous vultures in the industry. They don't want to tell you that, though. They don't want to tell you some of the things that you're going to have to do or some of the things that's going to be laid in front of you for superstar. They don't tell you that, though. See, that's why I had put a post out about where your soul at. Where your soul at, where your heart at. They always say root of all evil is money. Or it's the love in money that's the root that can cause the root to evil. It's the love in money. So if that's what you after, that's the only thing you after, big salute. That's what's going to be in your heart. And just because you have money, that don't make you real. That don't make you official. That don't make you anything. You can still be a bitch with money. You can still be a fraud with money. You can still be one of the wackest, one of the lamest people with money. And the person standing next to you that ain't got it, what you got far as in financially, always be more real to you or die and still be more real than you. Because you just another fuck nigga with money. Just another fuck nigga with popularity. You just look, Leah, they be talking all this shit, but y'all be in cities and shit. How are you changing the culture where you at? How are you changing the culture around you? What about the people around you? Or you can't do it. You can't keep saying, oh, everybody hate me and these people don't understand. People that came through and did the shit while you sat back on that bullshit. So if you really a boss, if you really this person, if you can really do that, then tell the artist the real truth and tell them how many artists come out with these facts. Tell them how many artists then got fucked out of their money. Tell them how many artists then signed deals and then got robbed and made somebody else rich. Tell them this shit. If not, you won't blow up too. If all you can do is tell them, oh, yeah, this is a ways to do this, this is ways to do that, this is ways to do that, but you ain't telling them the other side of it, then it's smoke and mirrors. Because you want them to believe in all of this, but you ain't telling them nothing about what could happen and what's a 95% chance of happening. Tell them about the snake producer. Tell them about the 360 deals. Tell them about the deals that they still signing right now. Tell them about how Meek Mill ain't even getting paid for some of his music right now where he's flashing. See, y'all talk about this glitter and gold, but don't nobody want to really tell the truth.
Preach.
See, that's the one thing. See, that's one thing why I love being on Humble with the blessings that we have, because sometimes when you get a little fame, you get a little money, you forget, and then you start living your life like that. But you forget that your walk and how you got blessed, that don't mean somebody else is going to walk through that same life without stuff happening to them. But if you ain't never telling them, you just as worse as the people that's holding people back. But I see that shit all the time. And then especially for all you whack-ass folks that come on top on the radio and then get off the show and be trying to sleek diss us, hey, man, you whack. You whack for that. Anybody that's doing that, you whack. That's whack, man. We got to start calling this shit out. That's some whack shit. Why? Because 9 times out of 10, we say 99.9% of the time, we probably were showing you love. No matter if you bigger or not, small or not, it ain't got nothing to do with it, what you stand on. And some of y'all let certain situations make you expose how you really stand. All that bragging about this in the game and all that can do this and do all of that, man, that shit blow up if you ain't telling the full story. Worse than the government. What's the other side of the story to the glitz and glamour? Huh? You ain't telling these females what they going to have to do with their bodies You ain't telling them about when they're going to start putting, you can't have kids clause in your contract, or you can't get this big. Your breast got to be this size. Your booty got to be this size. I'm speaking too real. Why? Because you done already sold out to the industry. So you ain't going to give artists, you ain't going to tell them that real shit. You ain't going to tell them how you'll be broke. They'll leave you broke somewhere, and you still got to come up with 4 or 5 albums because them other albums you didn't already put out there making somebody else rich while you getting a little bit. Forget all that bullshit and numbers they try to throw in your face. Read the fine print. Read the fine print. All this stuff that people telling you, oh, you could do this, you could do that, you could do that shit on your own. Invest your money. Learn it yourself. Do it yourself. You don't need them, but they'll make you think that. They'll make you think they got all this type of knowledge, right? So why they ain't open up a music school? Why they ain't open up a school in their community and teaching this? They got all the money, right? They know all the information, right? So how come they haven't opened up a rap and hip-hop culture school and business school and teaching people the real game, the real business, and being 100K with it? Oh, but they the big wigs, right? Oh, but they care so much about you being an artist, right? They know so much, right? Fuck a superstar. Fuck a superstar. A name of a superstar does nobody no good if it's not no actual work going through that's effective. People drop name, drop superstars all the time and don't do shit for them. People get so caught up in this lane wanting to be superstars, wanting to be next to people they idolize. They shift their own way of thinking. They go from what's real in reality to faking fairy tales. Everybody ain't gonna make it as no damn rapper. Not saying you don't have ability. That just it's just proven. Everybody that's doing music ain't gonna make it to the top. So why let yourself down and get all the way that way and you look back and be like, well damn man, I didn't really make this much money off of this. I didn't really do this. Man, that's the only happiness you got out of doing what you love to fucking do. Everybody, it's all about the money. It's this, it's the money, this and this and this. Yeah, that means can't nobody trust you with no business because at the end of the day, you'll sell anybody out to keep that dollar. But in person, you'll act like, nah, I'm too rich for that. I won't do that. You'll sell anybody out for a dollar. That ain't real. That ain't solid. That ain't 100K. That's just a rat. In rat clothing, that's all that is. See, we keep it 100K. We be being nice. But sometimes the game don't call for nice. Sometimes the game calls for something up purse, up close and personal, in your face, that'll smack the shit out you. People get jealous of the smaller guys that's working and jerking and scratching and fighting and building their shit. And these guys be having hella people half the world behind them. Half the world behind them. If you really want to be impressive, do something that's really impressive. Give a damn about how many streams you can help artists. I don't give a damn about none of that. That ain't what press people like me. I have yet to see all these people be talking about they work with and all this type of shit. Do that shit out of your love without you gaining anything. Money ain't going to get me into heaven. Money ain't going to let me hear them words. Well done, my son. Yeah, you need money to survive. You need money on this earth, but I don't honor money. I don't worship money. That ain't how I look at things. You can make all the money in the world and still be a piece of shit. You can have all the fame you want. You can know all the knowledge you want in this music game. Right? And still be a snake. How cool is that? You done worked your ass off. You done worked countless nights, sacrificing, doing all that, just to turn out to be a rich-ass snake. So you can ride around in the best cars, go sit around all the superstars like a fucking groupie, right? like a fucking groupie. Because once you do that, that ain't no man. Don't no man do that. No man lusting over another man's position or another man's possessions. Nah. We late night, man, so we can call it what it is. It's some bitch shit. A lot of y'all be trying to, a lot of us, not all of them. We talking about these cats that be acting like they all this and they all that. Get on social media, what they do. Oh, look, here, I'm here with this famous guy. Oh, look, I'm here with this famous guy. Show me that same amount of people with you with some indie artists, with some local artists from your city. Everybody put their pants on the same way, I hope. It'll make you better than nobody. With money, you can do a lot of things. Money don't make you real. Now, you can spend that money with some real ones. That you generate money can bring real ones around you, but that still don't make you real in your heart. You can tell all of us, we can sit on these platforms and tell artists what to do all damn day long, right? That don't mean it's going 100% work for all of them. Just because you're getting 10,000 streams right now, who to say you're going to be getting that 10 years from now? 5 years from now, who to say that's going to keep going and keep growing? What if you flatline and go down? So you invested all this money, and you didn't only went after certain platforms because you see money in it, and you done missed out on really touching somebody or really spreading your shit over here because that's all you chasing. I don't respect. Hey, look, I understand get your money, but in my heart, I don't respect people that they love for money. That ain't me. People get mad at it however you want to. I like getting money because I like to be able to take care of my business. And it's things I want to do, so I need more money for that, but I don't love it. That's one thing these clowns don't say about this entertainment game, that money will fuck you up, your friends up, your family up, and everybody close to you if you ain't got no solid people around you and if you yourself ain't solid. You can have all the information in the world, but your mental can be unstable. And what I mean by unstable, easily persuaded to not stand 100K. Jewels will make you change your mind. Jewels will make you change how you stand on things. They ain't telling you this. They don't want you to know that. They don't want you to be prepared for that. They'll tell you what all the prizes is, right? But they don't tell you about the stress, the mental stress that you're going to put yourself through trying to get it. They don't tell you how many times these famous people have been in the doctors for stress, stress-related problems, passing out, dehydration, all of this type stuff, fucking up their bodies. To where some of that money that they making, they spending that in doctor bills. They ain't telling you this. Look at your favorite woman superstar when you was a kid. What she look like now? Did she have surgeries? Why did she have to do that? Hell, even the men get them. Why do they have to do that? Because once you sign certain contracts, no matter how you slice and how you cut it in a way, you're signing a lot of your life away with your soul after. Your soul after money, hey, salute to you. That ain't what mine after. That ain't what mine after. But a lot of people push that shit. Man, I just had a touch on it. Y'all know I get real deep with certain stuff. And that's one thing, man. Don't come around me. Don't come around me or Famo Nation if you one of them type of sneak cats like that, man. They get butt hurt over certain things, feel a certain way, then start trying to knock people. Because we can up the pressure on you real quick. We can up the pressure on you real quick in a nice, cool way. Real quick, man. Real quick. By standing on what's real and standing on some 100K. And that right there made you put your foot in all of your mouths. If you ain't telling artists the flip side of this, you don't blow up, homie. Care how big you is or how small you is. You doing just like some of the people that we stand up and talk about that's holding us back as a people. You ain't doing no better than a coach that's coaching young kids, right? Coaching young kids in football, but ain't telling them about what they're going to deal with when they get to college as a football player. what they're going to deal with when they get to the NFL as a football player. But you let them play. But what about the psychology behind it? What about the mental behind it? You ain't telling them that. You ain't preparing these kids for that. You ain't preparing these kids for all that attention. Everybody pulling at you left and right, left and right. Music game ain't no different. Having your music, getting streamed, and getting money is not the only way you can get paid. Come on, man. Be real. Be real, man. We talk about it all the time. It's been proven all the time. Why you think it's a lot of major artists that stay doing tours? Stay doing tours. So if you really want to be real about it, hey, get your performance game up. Get your performance game up. What did the baby, if they say the baby missed out on what? How much? Almost 800-something racks for a show or something like that? Come on, man. Get your performance game up. Yeah, your streams is good. That's going to get your money and all that. Yeah, that's cool, too. But just because it's one way don't mean it ain't a whole other lot of ways. And you'd be a damn fool to cut off an opportunity to grow your awareness to help where you got your music at or help where you got your videos at. Don't let nobody talk to y'all, man, and try to make things seem like opportunities ain't worth what they is. If it's an opportunity for you to gain, how can it hurt you? If it's an opportunity for you to gain, how is it bad? If it's an opportunity for you to gain, how's that slowing you down? See, me though, Famo Nation, why not have it how many places you can? Ones where you're getting paid and the ones where you're getting awareness. Ones where you're getting paid and ones where you're getting attention. You got both of them running. How can I turn in the one from attention into the ones I'm getting paid? That's on you and your hard work. But people can say things that'll show undercut the people, the same people that's out here giving people opportunities every single time, every day. Because you feel like the things that you do and the level you up with, because you can brush shoulders with famous people, that means shit. That don't mean anything. Everybody got to go to the morgue. Everybody going to take that one last ride, right? It's people that's laying in the cemetery now. Their headstones look better than a whole lot of famous people's headstones. What's that mean? We all going to leave. Ain't nobody better than nobody. You might do some things better than than people, but you as a person, we ain't nobody better than nobody. Money don't make you better. That's what the higher-ups, that's what the elites want you to think. That because you got money, because you got this, see, all that shit comes back from kings and queens and royal families and all that shit. That don't mean you better. That just mean really you some of the dirtiest people that's really, out of all the people, you some of the dirtiest ones. Normal people living their lives, man, and being 100K with it, even if they bullshitting, shucking, and jiving. A lot of people that got power and got wealth like that is not to be trusted. Think how you want to think. What has history showed you? What has history showed all of us? And then you look at what they call the common folk. Ain't them always been the backbone of everything that didn't happen? Ain't they always been the one that carried the real load? That's why labels got to go get real rap cats that's out here got connections in the streets and connections with this. They ain't out there. They don't give a damn. They just see dollars off your ass. Soon as you ain't making them no money no more, guess what? You get cut. They don't give a damn about you reaching people. They don't give a damn about you inspiring nobody. They don't give a damn about you motivating nobody. Them duckies ain't rolling in for them no more. They gonna cut that. Gonna cut that. For the love of money. It's all right to like getting money. We all like getting money, right? But you gotta want something more. You gotta be a bigger reward than just that. When you say, "Well, I want to buy my mama a house," well, then the reward is not the money. The reward is being able to bless your mother and seeing your mother with that house and what that does for her on the inside. The money is not what did that. The action of her son and her daughter doing that, that's what she gonna love. You was able to buy that with the money. But the reason why you wanted to buy that was for the love that you had for your mother, want to make her proud of whoever you pushing for. But see, that's the thing. You got to watch people, man, that done already sold their soul to certain things. You got to watch for people who done already sold their soul for certain things. Because they'll do everything in their power to force you to understand or force you to believe that their way is right. Nobody can tell you 100% how to get into the music game, how to get into the entertainment game. Because people, as soon as they tell you that, it's 100 other people that can tell you, "Hey, man, I didn't do any of those things, and I got in." So it's not one particular way for you to bust down doors. It's not one particular way for you to get paid. It's not one particular way for you to spread, get your awareness and get your attention up to where if that's what you want is to get paid. That's what a slow person going to tell you. An imaginative person, a creative person to tell you, you can create lanes of revenue. See, there's people that sit out on the corner with little boxes and stuff like that, sing, play guitars, instruments, people drop change off anything. They getting money. They getting money. You say, "Oh, that ain't even shit." Think how many days they do that, how much that shit add up over time. I mean, getting money. They can leave right then and there and go get them a burger or something, put some gas in their car or something. Just saying, man, be real. Let's bring Petty Murphy on. Man, y'all already know, man. We just talk, man. We get real 100K and real no blood right here on Top on the Radio, man. It's back to business 42. Petty Murphy was jerking.
I'm going to say everything that you fucking said is 100K all motherfucking day. This is the same shit you taught me in Wichita when we were building this Petty Murphy brand. You taught me the same shit, soldier. And it's the same shit that I have tried to show others. Only a few have taken it. Shout out to Nick Gibbs. Nick Gibbs came to Kansas City right before the pandemic. 3 weeks prior. I remember the day, February 24th, 2020. This man called me while I was in the middle of having drinks with my father. And he said he had to meet with me, and he told me what he wanted. I told him exactly everything that you taught me. I told him these three things and told him, if you do all three of these three things, watch everything open up for you. And it happened. A lot of these cats think that it's all about this fucking money when you get into this fucking entertainment business, and it's not. It's about longevity, and it's about adapting and elevating and evolving in this game. Money don't mean shit. And I tell people this. I don't do this shit for the money. I do this shit for the experience and the exposure and the knowledge of this business and what it has to offer, because that shit is more valuable to me than money. Money comes and goes every single fucking day, people. But having that knowledge, having the ability to adapt, having the ability to evolve into other aspects in your purpose in life is more valuable than a goddamn dollar bill. Which, by the way, the dollar bill has nothing but slave owners on it. Jefferson, Grant, Washington. Can we keep it going? Can we keep it going? All the motherfucking people that's on that damn dollar bills are all slave owners. And what do we all have to do? What do we have to do every single fucking day? We got a slave over a motherfucking dollar bill, a piece of paper that we cannot take with us.
We ain't saying there's nothing wrong with going out there getting paid for your music. We ain't saying that. Yeah, that's a part of the game. That's a part of the game, too. What we saying is it's also other ways that you can get your awareness up that'll help you get your streams up, that'll help you with that, too. But just going after opportunities that are just about the money, you could possibly be missing out on an opportunity that can lead to more money, lead to more opportunity. You dig? Because this is one thing somebody told me, man, with more money than anybody I done came in contact with this entertainment lane. I'm going to say that, too, for all you capping-ass people out there. I done came in contact with people that got way more bread than anybody I've came in contact with in this entertainment lane. But that ain't what helps them make money. What helps them make money is the knowledge of what they can pass on and the knowledge that they use when they dealing with other folks.
Amen.
These people forget, man, and I always say this, man. Clyde Davis said a lot of things that has stood the test of time to me that I've heard personally. And I've seen all these cats, man, that he used to say, that he used to tell me, and I see all these cats, right? And at the end of the day, what you going to do make you feel good about yourself? See, a lot of people put on that dress. They put on that mask. They put on that what they call it, the horse and pony show.
Yep.
The horse and pony show.
But
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say this, though. I don't care who he is. You take a jabs at us, man. Hey, it ain't 100K. It's blow up if you don't direct it. You feel me? And I'm directing this to anybody that got feel any kind of way about what we doing, taking any kind of jazz at us on the slide. Hey, be men, be grown men. Come and address me. Come and address us. Come and address one of the Dirt Kings, one of the Femination. Come address us. Come say something. So if it is anything out there, man, we can clear it up real quick. Because some of you people that think y'all major, your music ain't really that hot. Some of y'all that think y'all shit don't stink, your music really ain't that far. I'm just going to be honest with you. There's a lot of people out there that ain't got half of what y'all got, and they killing you on the music. They smashing you on the music. Matter of fact, they smashing damn near half to everybody you around that work around you. But y'all can't see this because y'all so caught up in chasing money. Fuck that money. Your talent ain't there. Anybody can put some words together, shit, but hey, it is what it is, man. People can pay for views. People can pay for streams. People can spend all their money on streams and views and all that shit and get their shit up to their numbers match yours, then what? Anytime somebody say it's organic, everybody you can't automatically just run with that. Nobody wants to tell you that they really paying for this or they paying for that. But what you heard, yeah, man, I got paid to get on this website. Yeah, you got paid. You paid somebody, you paid somebody to do that. You pay for that move. They provided you with a service. So that tells me right now in Muskogee, Oklahoma, with the internet radio show Chop on It Radio, all I got to do is come up with some money, and I can get the same kind of opportunity. Man, stop playing.
Here's the thing, soldier. Those same type of people that pay for the views, pay to get on websites and shit, they're the same type of people that do get fucked over. Just like the ones who do the shit organically and with their whole heart and invest their own money and doing it organically. You can get fucked over the same fucking way. The difference is that the ones that are doing this organically, putting their own money in this and doing this out of love and showing respect to the motherfucking game will always be on top of you because they got the other people around them. People think this shit's a fucking popularity contest, which they made it out to be. But here's the thing. Popularity, the public consensus, that group-ass shit, that click shit, it ain't gonna last that goddamn long because all it takes one motherfucker in the click to blow the fuck up and everybody else start hating on them is because that one person in the click figured it out and went to the people. He didn't go to No, stuck with the popular consensus. He went to the people. And a lot of people don't understand this. You have to promote to the people. The people, the everyday people, the mom and pop shops. You got to promote to people that work in the fucking factory 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You got to promote to your neighbors, people that you grew up with. You got to promote to them. You can't promote to that popular consensus shit because that popular consensus shit will get you fucked at the end. And I wish a motherfucker, and trust me, I know motherfuckers tapping on my motherfucking name, but guess what? Guess the fuck what? A lot of you motherfuckers that's tapping on my motherfucking name, we've already stated this shit. Motherfuckers weren't fucking with me until I started doing bigger shit. I let you in, and I shouldn't let you in. That's on me. That's how I got my emotions and my energy in. And like I told you, soldier, I took what you and Sula said to the heart because y'all told the truth. And I took that to the heart the other night. But I'm telling all you motherfuckers that's capping on Chop on the radio, a lot of you motherfuckers would never get it. I probably know some of these motherfuckers. Y'all probably weren't tapping on Chop on the radio if it wasn't for me because y'all see that they've done a lot of good shit since they've been on the air. Y'all see what they have helped me with the Petty Murphy Project. Y'all see who they're
and this is what I gotta say too. This is what I gotta say too. Most of the people that is sneak dissing and capping like that, they ain't talking about no history. They ain't really teaching no information. When they do interviews and stuff like that, they ain't teaching nothing. They talking about themselves, what they got going on, but you don't really hear them teaching about no history. You don't really see them teaching about no knowledge, no nothing. All you see them is teaching about what the industry doing, magazines, who's the hottest industry artist, what's going on the Billboard charts, how many people getting spins here, how many people, man, yeah, music is life, but music ain't the only thing to make this world turn, man. And another way to connect in with possible listeners and possible people that's going to put their money up to stream your music is tapping into some of their interests. See, that's another thing with people in this fame shit.
Mm-hmm.
People like what you do. People support what you do. But we didn't see people come from nothing and pass up people who sit up here and say they know all of this. It happens all the time.
And also,
people that's in positions of power can also be humble, too. And sometimes that humbling can come from people who you think might not have as much as you do. But see, that's one thing I know about being blessed. Sometimes it's okay for you to step outside your character to check a person. That's how I feel. You might not agree with me, but that's how I feel. Social media, internet, radio, podcasts, and these type of things is some of the top ways to get your voice heard, get your things out there. Now, however you do that and what you do to grow that, that's on you. And nobody is saying, hey, you shouldn't be looking for ways to get paid off your videos, your podcast. You should want to get your podcast monetized. You should want to get your radio show monetized. You should want to get money from your streams, from your music. We're not saying go against none of this. What we saying is don't let these people think that, tell y'all that this is the only way that you can grow what you're doing, because it's been proven that that's not true. It's been proven that there's other ways. Yeah, you want to get paid for your music. Yeah, you want to do this. But there's other ways for you to grow your brand also. You got to invest. You're going to have to invest. But here's another thing to this. It's a whole lot of shit that you got to be aware of. This game is not the honest game. You can be honest right now. You can be honest all you want to, but you're going to see even the people in positions of power ain't always honest. And all you got to do is look what's going on currently, look what they went on in history, and look where it's still going. There's going to always be somebody in that lane higher than you that's going to want to make money off of you.
Yes, and this is where I said what I said the other day. When it comes to me, now everybody knows, I've grinded my ass off for 12-plus years. And yes, I am now internationally known, thanks to the Petty Murphy Project and Chop on the Red and the Famo Nation. I did host an award show this summer. No compensation whatsoever. Name and likeness is used. They got to talk to shit the other day because one of the artists needed money back from Teddy Fest, which they're getting their money back on Monday. People know that shit. But I had to go off on the homie because he got to talk to shit. I said, see, that event, Teddy Fest, happened 2 weeks ago. This motherfucker owes me money from an event that happened in July. Now, here's the difference. This young man's getting his money next week. I still haven't got my motherfucking money in 3 months. But you're going to hang up the phone on me when I get to tell him the real on you. See, you fake as fuck. See, you can call me out. I'm my own mom. But when I call you out on yours, you hung up the phone. You know what that is, soldier? Go ahead and say it. Blow up. That's that blow up. See, a lot of cats don't get called out on that shit. A lot of cats don't want to get called out on that shit. And, you know, I called out a lot of shit in the last couple of days. I called out a lot of people for their bullshit. You know, because you can't sit there and try to get mad at me. That we had one artist get into it with another label because they dropped her because she didn't go to the meeting, but howsoever, she went to the motherfucking clubs and shit. And I've seen all the text messages on both petty, basically both acting fucking childish. I basically said this, and this is the day before Petty Fest, and Danielle DeAnda was right with me at my father's house when I said this shit. I'm Marshawn Lynch to the bullshit. I'm here so I won't get fined. How I'm saying this is this. Leave my motherfucking name out of it because this does not have nothing to do with me. The artist got pissed.
Right.
And hours before
hold on,
Petty
hold on,
Petty.
Let's come back. Hold on a second. Let's come back to the convo, man. About these cats, man. And what it basically is a lot of people, you know what I mean? A lot of people want to make it seem like what they doing far as in that, you know, maybe got a couple steps further, you know what I mean? Got a little bit more recognition, might know a little bit more people, right? But
right.
At the same time, you had a vision. All them people had a vision, and all them people had goals and dreams, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody got a starting place. Everybody got a starting place, right? But this is the thing. Sometimes you got to stand on. Not saying you. I'm speaking on the convo. People got to stand on, you know, the things that they say. But when you're dealing with people and you're dealing with artists, if you're not telling these artists the whole side of this game, you on blow up. Don't give a damn what you say. You on blow up because what you're doing is you're only giving half the story, and that's been done in history to our people. And people will see why I get so passionate about it. Because when you only telling one side of the story from our people, what does that make us think? We've dealt with that in history. No, damn it. Give these artists the full story. Give them the full story. Tell them the ins and the outs. Tell them everything. Tell them how they can spend $40,000 in a year and still not be on the billboards. Tell them this type of stuff. Tell them they can spend their money and do all of this, and as soon as they stop doing that because their music ain't really up to par, all the opportunity goes away that the money was paying for. That's one thing that these people, man, that offer these opportunities, they always love to show you the candy. They always love to show you the candy. But they don't want to tell you the effects of what that candy can do to your teeth. Right, so the candy store owner ain't going. The candy store owner ain't gonna tell you what the dentist gonna tell you. Why? Because he wants you to keep coming and believing in him that this candy that's making you feel good, giving you that sugar high, that sugar rush, is good for you. And then you go to the dentist and you find out, damn, this is what been fucking up my teeth all this time.
You got cavities.
This is what didn't ran my. This is what. Yeah, this didn't ran my eating this type of stuff. Didn't ran my blood pressure up. But the chef ain't going to tell you that because their job is to make money off the product, and that particular product that you like is something that they provide and they produce. So a lot of these people think just because they are part of certain things or they elevated in this music game and this music, this entertainment lane, man, that don't mean that they life experts. I'm not a life expert. None of us is experts on life. We done seen the hottest artists. We done seen the hottest artists go broke. We done seen the hottest movie stars go broke. We done seen the hottest government officials lose everything. Stop idolizing money. It ain't all about money, man. How you stand. And when I watch, because I watch people, mm-hmm. man, and I be thinking some of these cats, man, I be thinking it's real solid, and then they do things that make me see otherwise. And what I mean by that is, if you on some type of level, right, and you got all this type of information, then you should know the proper ways on how to present that information. If you around all these big wigs, if you around all these famous people, if you around all these people with knowledge, then you have had to learn the way to present that knowledge to people, to where people that you're doing business with might not get offended, but know that you're not really going against them. You're only trying to help. Now, like I said, and I'll repeat it again, one of the main objectives is to get finances behind your craft and behind your work, right? But I can say this, I won't listen to nobody who wasn't giving a shit about Top on the Radio, Femo Nation, the Jerk Kings, and nothing like that for the 2 years that we, almost 3 years that we set back. For those 2-3 years that we set back, a lot of these big wigs that call themselves big wigs ain't give a shit about people like that. And that showed me something. You ain't real about what you stand on. Because, see, it doesn't matter if we was working or jerking or not. That connection can last for a lifetime. Right? A connection can last for a lifetime. But, see, this is the thing. Just because one person's blessing came in right now don't mean that another person's blessing ain't just waiting to rain down on them. Then what you going to do if the shoes and the tables was turned? See, I learned that in life, too. Uh-huh. I learned that through a humbling experience. And a lot of people, I feel like, you know what I mean, especially with this music game, and everybody feel like they know exactly the way for artists to make it. And I'm just going to tell every artist right now, man, I ain't got $1 million. But I know some of the game that we have gave up on this show, people that is in positions like that, not going to tell you. They're not going to tell you because that's going to equip you and make you more knowledgeable. And then you can catch them up in the things that they doing. If Meek Mill tripping right now because he ain't been getting paid some of his money, come on, man. It could be done to anybody. We're going to take a real quick break, man. We on with Petty Murphy from the Petty Murphy Project, man. Y'all already know. And we got Famo Jack, the official on. Y'all already know it's the Mr. Manager Kings Point Blank, man. We'll be back.
It's Rassum.
LNK on the track.
Yeah,
on
the fucking beat.
Money coming, money go. People coming, people go. If you sneaking on the low.
Yeah.
I can't rock with you no more.
Bag in the coop, and I keep a small circle on you, bro, with the troops, and I keep a bad bitch, work for up, is she true? That's what I did, don't mind if I do, cause I'm low on time, but I don't know about you, cause I'm all up in the grind, trying to stack it up to the roof. Don't get mad, only speaking that truth, cause it's flopping out your gums, into wisdom through the tooth. You said shit like a date, gon' flex on the booth, come up, hurry up, feed them fast, so boost, I could do shit easily, it's pleasing me, believe me, one day see me on the TV, tell me why they wanna be me, 2K18, about to drop a CD, so I put my foot up on the gas, go real fast, find someone down for nothing, so don't think about it, if it ain't helping in the way, they making my day, 2 fucks, hit a means, I don't care about it, don't speak in a wreck, it'll get your ass wrecked, chin up, speak up and be clear about it, they all say it, it's real, but I'ma tell you now, they ain't real
money
about it,
money coming, money go. Yeah. People coming, people go. If you sneaking on the low,
yeah.
I can't rock with you no more. Money coming, money go.
Yeah.
People coming, people go.
money like a hoe, cause it come and go. Get a call for the money, then I'm off that dough. Cross her for some up, to get back some more. Then I get home, she count that dough. Always move to go, that's why you hear my flow. Gotta spin it out, shout out. DJs in the radio, what we stay full, none slim, fuck a shady show. Never fun out, little bitches never pay me, bro. Then I'm tripping out, dumb shit and it's a crazy show. Mood on, fuck you, bitch, you better pay me, bro. Vote for my shit, see a hit on the radio. 316 is where I'm at, where I said so. Fuck a mister, don't do it till I say so. Moving on the big thing, only talking pesos. Why not? If I gave you my lines, what you doing? Feeling lucky that time, what you doing? What you doing? What you doing? If I gave you my lines, what you doing? Feeling lucky that time, what you doing? What you doing? What you doing?
Money coming, money go, yeah. People coming, people go. If you sneaking on the low, yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't walk with you no more. Money coming, money go, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I swear, 100 I swear.
When I say keep it 100K, I mean no blow up every day. Be real inside and out in each and every way. Let your voice be heard because the silent get forgot. You only get one life to live, so for real, give it your best shot. A lot of our own people don't support us, no worries. They missing out on history in the making, they lost. See, chop on it, don't deal with no faking, that's boss. We some real kings and queens who united our dreams. Giving knowledge, news, discussion, that's just a part of our theme. We move like a team, all that hate don't mean nut. Respect, support, opportunity, hey man, them all facts, no bluffing, working and jerking, smashing and mashing, and not doing no stunting, but internet radio, cause I don't do FM no more. I'm just tired of how they treat folks, treat artists like they really the number one broke folks, so I stick to words real lad, and I don't deal with them old jokes. I'm the mister, but y'all already knew that. Still all black, I'm SSMM even when I fall back. Very classic, like I walked out of the park mini called Jurassic. Big Famo, 365 24/7, I'm releasing ammo. 100K or no way, bring your integrity when you step in my way. One thing about the mister, I do not play with no blow up. My eyes have seen the light, you can call it my glow up. Off the operating table, started operating tables. Brick by brick, famo, it's in our favor. Never give up your fight, cause 100K all day, supposed to carry through the night. So.
Baby, I'm fed up. Why you wanna play these? I'm like, whoa, I ain't never seen shit like this before. She had me shocked from the way she worked that pole. And I'm really tired of throwing all these beats. So girl, sit down and let me whisper in your ear. Typo dance, now she all up in my jeans. She sat in my lap and put her titties in my face. Spread the lady by my neck and put her in my face. I saw the Taraji, should've seen the look up on her face. I told her, don't stop, just keep on doing what you do. At the end of the night, I got something in store for you. That's when she grabbed me by my hand, took me to the back. And I couldn't believe she had me saying, no, baby. I can tell from how she worked that pole. That little mama got some dough. Wanna see her eyes and clothes. Run away, she takes that head. Had to tell her, bring it back. But then I told her, don't do that. Baby girl, had it going on. Cute face, nice shakes, I stop in the press on. Pretty brown eyes, 75-5, some heels, bow legged with a bad bitch status walk. She worked her way to the stage, that really got me a drink. Before I knew it, she was working that pole, dropping it slow. Baby, got it to show, got me wondering, can I get it to go? I'm trying to keep it to know, what you know about it, kind of little bit bad. Headed straight into a sex down. Me and you one-on-one, make a flea, call it wet and wild. Yeah, she wet and wild, and can't be ready now. Cause she digging the style and loving the way. But then, I'm loving the ways and digging the style. I'm addressing her with my eye, picturing me in the style. And my man's going live, and I can't believe she got me seen. I could tell from how she worked that pole. That little mama got some gold. Wanna see her out them clothes. From the way she shake that ass. Had to tell her bring it back. But then I told her don't do that. Cause she made me rise up in my pants.
I could tell from how she worked that pole. That little mama got some gold. Wanna see her out them clothes. From the way she shake that ass. Had to tell her bring it back. But then I told her don't do that. She made me rise up in my pants.
Like my mama hustle like a drug dealer, so that makes me one hell of a nigga. And it take a special girl to learn to live. What they call me crazy, cause I've been thinking about love. When I'm with them other bitches, I've been thinking about her. And I've been looking at our past and I was so fucked up. And nowadays the only way I gotta make that up to you, for holding me down when I got around. You let me come back to you, so you won't have to want for nothing. Cause you already own it. And baby, if you don't have it, then I'm already on it. Just know that, and I ain't talking right now. If you stick around, I'll make a bride of you.
You make me say, na na na,
I wanna,
na na na,
girl,
na na na,
na na.
Baby, I ain't got no words,
na na na,
and I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Na
na na, I ain't never had a girl like you before.
No special, no special.
Thank you.
come get a chance. Why you can't follow the code, dog? Better stay in your lane, I'm a road hog. Niggas think it's a game, let me load, dog. These niggas talk like the hoes, dog. My bitch got a kink like a hose, dog. I'ma sip on the string till I doze off. I work for myself, I got no boss. Niggas lie on they dick, they got no balls. D&E so I get no calls. Now you ain't seeing me, niggas so soft. That brain feel like she ain't got no jaw on me. If you think I'm gon' miss, you don't know me. So the bitch keep it zip like an OZ on me. Oh my, been feeling like the old me. No lie, get high till I don't see no sky. Yeah. I can't stop, nigga, you can get wiped like a paint drop. Silence on the gun, now you hear the paint pop. On the block where they hate cops, I don't wanna do it, but I got to. I am not you, you cannot beat me. Tryna be a G, but it's not you, it's a costume. I'm not stopping anytime soon. I be up like the sun when it's high noon. I'm in a time loop, you can get it live and you can die too. Oh, you bitch fine, nigga, mine too. I'm a dog, nigga, I'm a liar too. I'm losing my patience. This bitch got wet on her face like a geisha. I don't take none of these hoes on vacation. Dog, I'm a pro, I'm just keeping it basic. All of them questions gon' make me evasive, eh? Yeah, I need to stop. I like my demons a lot. They can't save you, just leave it to God. I can't decide if I'm evil or not. No, I don't gotta cap you, believe it or not. I'm a G on the glut. That P better be on the dot. If it's not, we gon' even it not. If it's Ross or the G, bitch, all gas, no friends. I can't let them get a chance. Why you can't follow the code, dog? Better stay in your lane, I'm a road hog. Niggas think it's a game, let me load, dog. These niggas talk like these hoes, dog. My bitch got a kink like a hoes, dog. I'ma sip on this train till I doze off. I work for myself, I got no boss. Lying late till they got no boss. D&D so I get no calls. No, you ain't seeing me, niggas so soft. That brain feel like she ain't got no jaw on me. If you think I'm gon' miss, you don't know me. So the bitch keep it zip like an OC on me. Oh my, feel like the old me, no lie. Get high till I don't see no sky, yeah.
Welcome back, man, to Back to Business 42 Part 2 right here on Top On It Radio, man. I know if you've been tuned in, man, it might have seemed like the top got a little heated. Nah, man, we're just passionate about what we do, man. And me personally, you dig, man, you know, I take my personal feelings out of a lot of stuff. But when you see bigger people trying to step on, you know what I mean, if you could look at it like this, bigger people trying to step on the smaller guy, I ain't never with that, man. I ain't never been with that. You know what I mean? And some people, that's what they do it for. They might be butthurt or whatever, man. But, hey, remember, we got the King of Jerks Championship Round 2, Part 1 going on, man. And it's coming up tomorrow, man. It's going to be jerking. Hey, that thing going to be cool. We're going to break it down, man, and get the winners out of that who going to be going up against, you know, they got to go. It's going to be another round. Anybody that's sent in their audio drops, man, you're subject to the sudden death round, man. So that's going to be real cool right there. A lot of fire music, man, that's in there. Shouts out to all them artists out there, man, grabbing that opportunity, man. And I can say this, too, man. I can say this, too. It's more than one way to get to the top. Got to stick there and say that, man. Got to stick there and say that. But you can build your awareness up while you're on your way to the top. And it's a lot of ways to do that. It's a lot of ways to do that, man. It ain't just one single way. Of course, you want to make money off your craft. You want to make money off your music. Going to for artists, going to radio shows that pay you for your music, it's always a good thing. Going to venues that pay you for your performance, that's always a good thing. It's always a good thing. Never saying that that's a bad thing for you to do. Never. But that don't mean that stops there with your awareness, with growing your brand, with growing your moves, right? You can use platforms to help grow where your streaming is. You know what I mean? It's just about you and how you and your team attacking, man. It's been done. People have been done. People have done it so many times. You feel me? So it ain't like I'm sitting here saying something that ain't never been done before. People have done it. They have used it, took advantage of it for what it was, for the level they was on and how they was growing, and took it and ran with it. Took it and ran with it. Right? Everybody wants to get paid. That's cool. That's fine. But when you start coming up, man, you're getting bigger positions, man. And then you turn around and step on some of the smaller guys they're going to look at it. Some of the smaller guys, man, that, you know me, might be cool with you, rock with you, support you, or something like that. Then how much have you really learned about the game? Because like I said earlier, brushing shoulders with a lot of famous people and name dropping a lot of famous people, that's cool. That's all cool. You ain't got enough power to really change somebody's life to where they financially well off, they people financially well off, they can take everything they need to. You don't know it all, right? Even them people that can do that, nobody knows everything. But you respect their level. You respect people for the level of knowledge that they hold. But if you're not telling artists both sides of this game, man, it's blow up, man. It's blow up. Like I said earlier, man, it's a lot to go along with this music. It's a lot to go along with this entertainment game. Some of the stuff I ain't dealt with. Some of the stuff you might have dealt with, I ain't dealt with. But I'll be fake and I'll be a fraud and I'll be a scam if I don't ever tell artists the other side of this lane that's not diamonds and gold, right? And we see that all the time. We seen that all the time. We seen it with R. Kelly. We seen it with a lot of artists sign different deals. And then, boom, they don't own their masters or they don't own this. Everybody's not going to be able to come in and get that deal to where they own everything it is. It just depends on what contract you sign and who you signing to and all these type things. But this is a dirty game. This is a dirty game, man. It ain't a lot of honor, a lot of loyalty, a lot of trust in this entertainment. You feel me? It's a lot of people out there, man, that don't have that in their heart, that love of the money. We all like money. We all like getting it. But that love of the money, man, will make you shit on the next person that's trying to come up. That love of the money, man, will make you turn or start having, if we say, negative or evil thoughts towards your best friend for that love of that money. You know, and I remember on Coming to America when the king was trying to pay old girl's daddy for his time for, you know, Eddie Murphy had, you know, met Lisa, and he was trying to pay Mr. McDowell for his time to compensate him. And he was like, okay, well, how much? $1 million do it? Dude was like, McDowell's like, nah. He's like, okay, $2 million. He's like, nah, you can't buy me for, see, stuff like that, man, they put certain things, it's all around us. Sometimes, man, you just got to stand on what's real. And in some situations, no matter how much money you got, ain't going to fix the situation. If that's the case, how's it a lot of people out here that got a lot of bread and divorce? How's it the people that got all these millions of dollars and stuff like that, but they ain't stopped nobody from dying, still leave the earth? Hell, a lot of them people that got money like that then left the earth. A lot of successful people got family members that still struggling, still going through it. It's a lot of stuff that money can't fix. Oh, we saying don't get money? No, it's ridiculous. Come on, man. We grow. Different things put here that you need to provide for yourself, your family, whatever your responsibilities is, and whatever you want to fuck off and do. But you also got a power within you to motivate and inspire somebody else that might be going through something deep, strong, something that got them all out of whack. Hearing your music, hearing your song, might have just changed that person day, week, month, year, life. You hear people all the time say they listen to songs that's 10 and 20 years ago, from 20 years old, 30-year-old songs, because how it make them feel. They want to feel some type of way, they go throw them on. It ain't a whole lot of R&B industry, R&B cats out there. So when you if you want to listen to some industry R&B in that type of field, most of your playlist probably going to be older R&B music, depending on what age group you in. Because it make you feel some type of way. That music inspired and motivation is moving you. So, hey, man, it's okay to get your money. It's okay to get your money. We ain't saying that. But if you the same type of people that can teach a person how to get money with this music, be the same type of person that can teach them the flip side about that as well. Teach them the ins and outs. Teach them the ins and outs with it if that's what you're going to do. If not, it's blow it, man. If all you talk about is the Jews, we know the Jews is not the whole story. That's perks of the game. That's perks of the game, man. Everything come with a price in its entertainment lane. Say that again. Everything come with a price in its entertainment lane. And if you got money to invest, man, you can buy views. You can buy streams. You can do that. You can get your numbers way up there. When the main thing you hear is, man, these people that's making it, man, they music suck or they music trash and they music this and they music that. Yeah. Because how many, I mean, you know, they always say, man, the real ones music don't never break through and it should with all, you know, what people say. I ain't saying this is what people say, you know, the mumble rap and all that type stuff, music ain't really good, breaks through. They don't tell you about the buddy system in this entertainment lane. No matter if you just spent your money on this and you done worked hard on that, the other man, he might not have did nothing you done did and did a hell of a lot less. But just because he knows somebody, he might get that opportunity before you. She might get that opportunity before you. It happens all the time. All the time. So we tell each other about this entertainment and these music lanes like it's just this perfect place in our world. Ain't shit about it perfect. You can make it how you want to make it, but ain't nothing perfect about it. This is the gifts and the gifts that we've been given, and these are the ways we choose to try to make our living for that. They don't make it perfect. And it's a lot of things on every level in this music and entertainment lane that ain't right. And you're going to come across a lot of it. That's what I try to tell people. I try to tell them the real deal, man. 100K, no blow up. There's going to be DJs out there that's going to shit on you. There's going to be promoters out there that's going to shit on you. It's going to be clubs that's going to try to blackball you. It's going to be organizations that's going to try to blackball you. It's going to be people that's going to try to, hell, even other artists get jealous of your shit. They going to buy your whole show out, all your tickets to your show, so can't nobody sit in the front row. Don't that sound familiar? Hasn't that happened? Right? But if we just telling people and just showing them the prize, we're not telling people some of the things you're going to have to go through to get that prize. We blow up too, and we ain't blow up. But if we were to do that, we would be blow up because we doing what powers that be have done to people since the beginning of them trying to control people. You give them one side of the story, just like when they was teaching the slaves about Christianity. You know, they gave them everything that fit to excuse them for what they was doing to the slaves, and for where the slave mindset still honored the person that was teaching them Christianity while being enslaved. All right, so they taught them the religion in the sense to where the main things that they preached in their sermons and the main things that they taught was about forgiveness, turn the other cheek type stuff, right? Let's keep them mentally controlled. Keep them mentally controlled. So telling half of the story is something that a tactic that man has been using forever to people that men feel like or less than, not as smart as, Those type of things. That you're not smart enough to figure out there's two sides to the story. And in this entertainment lane, that's what it is. And that's one thing you got to be real about yourself about. We talked about groups on the show. Look what this entertainment lane can do to groups. You can look at some of the biggest labels. Look how it tore some of them apart, group members apart, and things like that. That ain't even friends no more. That ain't even homies no more. That ain't even cool no more. Homies then got killed, and these people still famous, and they don't even help but they homies' kids or families and things like this. That's what that entertainment lane, oh, yeah, that's a side of this entertainment lane. Partner feel like shit, you didn't take him with him, so he know where you roost at. So he's going to go ahead and send the wolf through there to get your chickens. It's a lot of things. You got people that's kids that be jealous that you don't want to kill you. Don't just look at the glitter and the jewels. You got to also look at what come along with this. And just because you got talent and just because you're good, a lot of people get to that position and ain't prepared for that. Prepared for all that. So, you got to know the good and bad, right? You got to know the good and bad. Hell, they even make the law. They even make laws and stuff, you know what I mean, available for you to go look the laws up so you'll know, okay, I can't run a stop sign. If I run a stop sign, I'm going to get a ticket. So how can you tell all these ways to advance in this lane and in this game, but don't tell them some of the stuff that's going to try to attack them on the way up? Not just haters. We all been knowing about haters since we was kids. We've been hating on since we've been born. You did before we was born. We've been hating on. The hate's nothing new to us. We know hate. We know hate, right? But how many people know about signing the wrong contract? And then all your hard work that you done worked on for however many years in your life, that money that you made, you only getting a portion while somebody sitting back that don't give a damn about you or your life or your family, your kids, none of that shit that you done helped make rich. It can happen. And the only reason why I keep dropping Meek Mill name is because that's something that currently, you know, he going through. And to me, that's monumental because of who he is and who he is in this music game. And if right now he's saying that he ain't been paid for some of his music and some of the things he done, that lets you know the fuckery is still going on. And it doesn't matter who you are, how much money you got, and all of this, how many fans you reach, a motherfucker's still going to try to get you. At that level, they way smarter with it. So, like I said, man, I feel like, man, people be on blow up because they tell all this and they hype them up, man, to make them feel like this is just, oh, this is just cool, man. Once you make it, it's everything is perfect and everything is fine. And, man, everything is magically going to change for you. Yeah, nah, man. Nah, that ain't what it is. Yeah, you're going to have some success. You're going to be able to provide yourself and whoever a lot of happy times. But it's a lot of other shit you got to deal with, too. You got to be prepared to do that. But it's soul-searching. You know, everybody doing this and doing this entertainment music for certain reasons. Some people out there just to get paid. That's it. They just trying to get paid. They just trying to get their money. Them the people kind of... I ain't gonna say I don't look down on nobody, man, because I come from the bottom. But them the kind of people I had to really watch you for a long time because I know what money do to people. We all done had money, whether it been dope money, street money, job money, legal money, illegal money. We all done had money, and y'all done seen. Hell, just look when it hit tax time. Shit, look when it hit tax time, man. People go crazy. lose their motherfucking minds. What you think $1 million gonna do to somebody that ain't mentally strong or got the financial knowledge to invest or to do some things, and then they reoccur, so they keep tripping it. Money changes people. Not everybody, but a whole lot of people. Fame changes people faster than money. Guy can have nothing in his damn pocket but have a whole lot of fame and be like Superman. And you can be one of them type of people if you want to, too. You can be one of them people that get all the money. You got all the money, got all the fame. At the end of the day, you ain't shit. At the end of the day, you look at yourself in the mirror, and you know, in your heart, you know, like, damn, man, I ain't shit, cuz I ain't shit. I got a whole bunch of money, man. I got all this big-ass mansion, all these jewels around my neck. I'm shining with new diamonds, silk linen, doing all this, man, go to finest places. But I know at the end of the day, I ain't shit. Money couldn't stop me from not being shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, Pops always said, you can lie to everybody you want to, but you can't lie to yourself. You can't lie to yourself, man. And if all you after is money, man, that's going to make you look at your passion and what you love to do, the way you express yourself. Damn how it makes somebody else feel, how it makes you feel, too. If the money ain't coming, that's going to make you get discouraged about doing what you love to do. Think about it. Most artists give up because the money ain't coming in off their music like they thought. And their streams ain't getting up. But as soon as you start making it all about that, it ain't the love of music. It ain't the love of the culture no more. It's for the love of the money. And when the money don't start adding up, you start getting discouraged about the thing that helped you get through your hardest time in life. Where the honor at? Where the honor at in that to yourself? Yeah, not saying don't get paid from your shit. That ain't what we saying. We're going deeper than that. We're going deeper than that. The money, you can set a fire to it and burn that, right? You can't set fire and burn and take away how you make yourself feel. Doing what you love to do. It's people who was on their deathbeds, and because they had an opportunity to do what they love to do and how it made them feel, was able to come out of it, man, and go on and live some more time on this earth being happy, doing what they love to do. A lot of people, man, that use this music to release, if they didn't do music, it probably, the murder rate would probably be up. The robbery rate would probably be up. You know what I mean? Or they might be on something. They use this as a form of outage, man, to get certain things out of them. Certain people don't have a lot of people around them that they can vent to. Or if they feel like the people that they do vent to might not understand. They put that shit in their music. They release it. And it make them feel good when they do that. And then when they hear somebody rocking with it, make them feel all the better. Or even giving a salute to it, giving an opportunity to it. We was talking about radio shows that pay, radio shows that don't, performances that pay, and performances that don't. Well, when that performance that don't pay ain't looking for you and ain't got nothing for you, it's a performance there that you might not get paid no money, but you're going to be able to come in and do your thing and work the room, and whatever money you want to make, you're going to be able to make all of that type of stuff right there on that level. And it's platforms like ours, say like radio platforms and podcasts, that might not pay you to play, you know, to play your music, but that's an opportunity for you to gain, for you to run with certain things. So it's a balance out, right? And at the same time, you do get stuff over here on say, we'll say with radio show and podcast, you do got your stuff on a radio show and a podcast over here. that's making money. That them songs is, you know what I mean, every time they getting spent, it's getting paid. That don't mean that's the only way. You got to stop pushing that awareness. Because if they want the song or they want to go download their song, what they got to do, they can't download it from us. Make this shit make sense. If they love that song and they want to hear that song, they can't download it from us. So that's why when we be like, hey, man, tell me your information, where you at. Hey, that's why we always say, hey, man, the opportunity is how you run with it. If they like the song that we play in the playlist and they want to put that in their playlist or they want to go listen to it without having to listen to the whole show, where they got to go do that at? They don't do that on my page. They don't do that on the Top on the Radio page. They're going to go to your page where your music is available, right? That's why we talk about building your awareness up on each platform. On each platform. Because you can have somebody spin your music 100 times and nobody hear it. But you got 100 spins, but ain't nobody heard it. They tell you they got a fan base, but ain't nobody heard your shit. They done played your shit 100 times for the same two people. I'm just saying, man. You feel me? But you done been on their show promoing yourself. You done did all of that. You're like, damn, man. Yeah, man. Just saying, man. It's a lot out there, man. It's a lot of sneaky people out there, man. Now, I don't know. Maybe I'm just cut different. Maybe we just cut different. Y'all tuned into the show and be rocking with us. Obviously, y'all cut different, too. And salute to y'all, man. Big salute to y'all. Much love to y'all. But, you know, every now and again, man, we got to get 100K. We played some music this show, but we did a lot of chopping, man. I had to get on some helmets, man. I had to get on some helmets. Every now and again, you know what I'm saying, that side of me come out. That's why it's Mr. Steve Soldier, but, you know, just drop Mr. Y'all heard call it. Sometimes it jump out. Sometimes it comes to jump out. But I'll be so passionate, man, because I've been the underdog all my life. And most of my family's been the underdogs all their life. You feel me? So when we see people that ain't the underdogs, you know what I mean, or even was underdogs and then come up and then turn around and shit on underdogs, man, it's like, shit, the underdogs is really who winning, if you really look at it. And if you want to look at everything about material thing and finances, then you'll never understand life. You'll never understand life. That's what you see value in, is material things. I know money, man. I'm a big Floyd Money Mayweather boxer fan, man. Big Floyd Money Mayweather boxer fan. All that money didn't, and this ain't knocking people, calling people out, but all that money and fame didn't stop his family from going through things that a family that don't have a table full of that money. I ain't going to say a table full of that money. Hell, even a plate full of that money. When his family went through some of the same stuff, people that ain't got none of that damn money, families then went through. So tell me again, how is money going to stop that? But that's something your beliefs, which you stand on, if you got a husband, wife, spouse, or whatever, what y'all stand on, yeah, you can provide a better life. But the core money is not going to teach you core values. Money not going to teach you that type of shit. Money can pay you to learn from somebody else. Then that means that other person is teaching you that shit, not the money. You can learn how to use money, grow money. That's good. Nobody knocking that. That ain't what we're saying. When it comes to this, we talking about with the music and gaining. You want to gain awareness. Shit, you got to find the fucking people that's going to stream your shit. And one big thing, I'm going to keep it 100K, man. A lot of people don't say this. A lot of people I talk to, I remember even doing shows. A lot of people, you know what I mean, ain't going to just be quick and fast to be like, oh, yeah, there's somebody new. They got some music. Let me go stream their shit. people in the clubs be saying this, man. I talk to people all the time, real spill. I get at people all the time for feedback from all over, normal people, people who love music. And sometimes, man, it's about warming up to them people. They might like your song or something, but they might not feel the connection at that time. And then they might only heard your song once or something. But then once they get that connection and lock in, boom, now they fans. Right? That's why they say it's a good thing not to put dates in your music unless, you know, you're doing like a tribute song or something like that. You know what I mean? You're doing a tribute song, of course you're going to put that date in there. You know, a loved one passed away, birthday. That, you know, that's cool, but far as in like putting your date, like, yeah, we, it's in 2021 and shit, we jerking off the chain. You know what I mean? Because you never know, man, somebody next year, 2 years later might hear that song. That might be something that'll put you through the door. And y'all can go research that, man. It's actually, you know, Big Wigs that'll tell you, you know what I mean? You might not want to put that type of stuff, like dates and years in your song. That some people had learned, you know what I mean? Some people still do it and it works for them, but that's just one of the things they put out there. Like we said, it ain't just one way to make it to the top, man. And if you a hustler, if you a real hustler, you'll think about it like this. Okay, I got my shit on this podcast and my shit making money over here every time it gets spent. All right, I got my shit over here on this show. It ain't getting the money off of that shit, but I'm growing my awareness, I'm growing my brand. So what I can do is after my shit get awareness and my shit get up on there, I can go on that show and be like, hey, y'all, check this out, man. I'm about to be releasing a new song, a new album. It's going to be dropping off on Spotify. Y'all make sure to do an interview and push my motherfucking Spotify link. Push this link where I'm getting money at. Come on, man. You're going to teach the game, man. Teach people how to think like that. Teach people how to really get it all the way around. And that's like a hustler telling you, man, that this $100 lick, you know what I mean? This $100 lick over here ain't as good as this $100 lick over here. Both of them don't come with no problems. And you got a potential to gain with both of them. And sometimes this $100 on this side might come with a little bit more perks. But you got to think about it like that, man. Or you don't have to. But at some point in time, everybody that made it and thought like that. So how could it be wrong for you? I'm just saying, man, y'all know I get on one, man. I be saying a lot of fuck shit, man. I be saying a lot of fuck shit. You dig? And that's why they call me Point Blank, man. And that's why I am who I am, not bragging or boasting or nothing, man. I've always been 100K, fam, always them know. But sometimes, man, this entertainment lane, If you have never spoke out about the entertainment lane like this and shit, man, you obviously a fuck nigga too or a fuck boy too. Because this shit is foul, man, and it do people wrong. But you got to know it. You got to know it in order to tread through it. You got to prepare yourself and you got to know it. It's all love, you know what I mean? We ain't talking about nobody in particular, but it's how people be doing. And this is a lot of stuff that artists believe in, that type of life. They believe in those things, and it be working good for them. But then soon, like I said, the money stop. It discouraged them from doing the gift that they've been given. And for truly tell you the truth, all the gifts that we've been given, we ain't been giving these gifts really for money, man. It's really been to share it with another person, if you really want to be real about it. Every gift that we've been given, man, has been to share with another person to share it to, with it, to share that with somebody else. Who's sharing it with yourself? You don't. When you make music and getting paid, you ain't just sharing it. You ain't playing the music just for yourself. You sharing that with other people. You can say, "Oh man, Mr. Trippin, Emma." When they go out there and play basketball, you know me, NBA players, they ain't going out there just playing basketball by their damn self, man. They ain't just going showing their moves off to their damn self. They sharing that gift with other people. Any talent that's out there, man, is always being shared with somebody else, no matter how you want to slice it. Man, find a way to make profit off of it. Y'all seen Players Club? Y'all seen how man started getting women stripping? They were bucking naked. white men seeing them beautiful black women over there in Africa. Man, come on, man. Y'all know. Stop playing make it make sense, man. I got to check in with Febo, man. I've been sitting here. Y'all let me go in. Y'all know how I get real honey. K, Febo, you know I'll be getting in. Febo, Jamie Fisher, what's good, man?
Bucking neck ass.
They bucking neck ass.
Ass everywhere.
Yeah, man. They found a way to make profit off of that.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Well, Fabo, man, let me talk to him. I'm going to bring Petty Murphy on, too, but I'm going to let you, you know what I mean, get off into it, man. Let you put your jerking on it, man, and anything you want to say, man.
I mean, like, real still, man, like, yeah, life is what it is. Shit always happens. Sometimes you can prepare for, sometimes you can't. You know, why burn opportunities that could be access to greater doors, you know? Not only to mention that, but why bite the hand that feeds you, you know, burn bridges or whatever, you know? I mean, like, I don't know. I just feel like really, like, nowadays, common sense ain't really that common no more. You know what I mean?
Ooh. Man, that's deep. That's deep, man. Common sense ain't really that common no more. That's deep. Maybe it's because of the era, man, that we in and some of the era that a lot of us come from. Because a lot of us, man, you know, come from an area of hustlers and go-getters, so we see more than one way to go get it.
Right.
I feel what you're saying, though. I feel what you're saying.
I'm saying, they can't see shit nowadays because they can't look past their phone screen or their video game. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, man.
That's real.
Like most kids, you know, somebody, you ask them how to get across town, they can't even tell you no street names. They don't know the east from the west. You know what I mean? North from the south.
And you know what I was realizing, too, and I want to share this, man, with everybody that's on here, man, and this right here, it motivated me. All right, Muggsy, shout out to Muggsy, man, out in Sydney, Australia. That's famo, man. That's officially famo, right? Muggsy sent in his work, right? Damn, they really sent in an application. But his body of work. Now, dig this. Check this out. This right here getting ready to motivate you. Well, if you're a real one, it's going to motivate you. That's why I said it's a real one roll call. Big shouts out to Coma Man, too. Big shouts out to Ray the Factor as well. Y'all already know they real ones, man. Real ones going to stand up and do what they do, man. Much love to them, man. Much love to them. And we had them in the playlist, too. All right, Muggsy sent in his body of work. No doubt, no lie. 100K, no blower right now, right? This motherfucker here, man, this motherfucker got well over a hundred internet radio station appearances. Over 100, right? I'm just going just with a low number, because if I tell y'all way more than that, you ain't going to believe me, but it's way more than 100. He got his music on more than 100. Internet radio stations. I'm looking at some of the names. Some of the names, shit, I done seen promo on Facebook, Instagram. Hell, some of them I done listened to before. Hell, I wouldn't think nobody, excuse me, Sydney, Australia, would be plugged in like that. But when he sent that body of work, it made me realize something. He in Sydney, Australia. And he in the hip-hop and rap genre. All of that his body of work, he like a big-ass artist over there. Like, if you do your research, people see he done been on TV, hella interviews, and all that type of shit. He got a big-ass name over there. He got some cool. He got hella followers, fans. He ain't no little guy. He doing his thing. And you look at his body of work, and you say, how can a motherfucker tell me that don't work? How can you tell me getting on all them damn radio stations And I'm guarantee you he ain't, because I know some of them, and some of them are not paying for their royalties on your music being spent. You can't tell me that body of work don't look good when he go for a TV interview. Come on, man. And they start telling them, hey, man, I seen him. This, you didn't did this. I seen you was on this, and this, so I seen you. Man, don't let them fool you. Don't let them feed y'all that blow up, man. Work is work. The hustle is the hustle. Mm-hmm. The grind is the grind. That shows you going to get up and go get it. So if I got $10 million and I want to invest $5 into you, I done seen your growth. You going to go get it. So I know I feel a little bit more comfortable because you done already showed me you going to get it. Now, if I see that I'm going to have to provide all of this for you, then you going to be my cash cow and I'm going to pimp you. I'm not saying me. I'm saying I'm talking to you like the game. If I see you one of them cats that, you know, you just going to make music, oh, okay, I'm just a pimp you. Go ahead, hit the studio. Make that money. Because you're just to make me rich. That's all you worried about. You ain't really worried about generation. You ain't really worried about generating no wealth for you or your community or the people around you. You're trying to get paid. You're trying to get high, have the cheeks and stuff. Okay, we know how to deal with you.
Mm-hmm.
Giving you all this money in a couple of years, you're going to be addicted. Yeah, in a couple of years with all this money, you're going to be addicted to some narcotic. Then that's going to start breaking down your mind, and you're going to make irrational decisions at some point in time. We got you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, we talking real, man. Come on, y'all. A lot of us from the streets, man. A lot of us in this culture. Come on, man. This is real shit. Most of the time, I think they be setting these rappers up when a lot of them get busted with, like, guns and stuff in the car, man. I think these radio execs should be doing that shit they damn self.
I know.
Because look how much money they make on you when you do get locked up or you get killed. Your record sales and shit go up.
Mm-hmm.
Man, long live Three, man. Rest in peace to Three. And his family, man, much respect to him, man. But look at a lot of his music. He was smashing already. I ain't taking that away from him. But a lot of his music skyrocketed, man, after that little whole situation happened. A lot of people, Pop, Biggie, everybody, Pimp C, a lot of people, when you die, man, they make hella money off of you. When you get locked up, they make hella money off of you.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody going to get rich. and that's what I say, because that's the love of the money, which is cool. You need money, man. I like getting money. Ain't nobody else going to come on this show and tell you they don't like getting money. You ain't going to hear not one person say that unless we're doing some gospel stuff. And then them gospel stuff, people going to sit you in your place and make you feel bad that you even felt happy about earning a dollar. You're going to be like, damn, I said, shit, I feel kind of bad now that I took that money. But, you know, you're going to shake it off. That's going to wipe off for you. So ain't nobody saying you shouldn't be getting paid for your music to be spent or none of that. What we saying is, if you really a real one, you really a real hustler, a real grinder, a real jerkster, you're going to get it all the way around. And you're going to use the platforms that's effective, but say, like I said, I broke it down. If this platform right here paying for your shit, when you get played, this station over here ain't, what that mean you can do? How can you build that to transfer? Shit, they got to download your music from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
They got to go get it. So, okay, this is a way for me to get my awareness up with they listeners. With they listeners. I know people who ain't never listened to Breakfast Club a day in their life. You be like, huh, nigga, for real? But you name the corniest talk radio show on the motherfucking internet, and they can sit here and tell you about all 897 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And they right in the hood, smoke like you do, drink like you do, kick it like you do, do all of that shit, man. People like different things. David Chappelle showed us that. Black people, all kind of people gonna like different things, man. So you can tap into all them different markets. College kids, a lot of college kids, man. And I'm getting ready, and I'm going to say this, since we off the record for everybody that's on here, see, we got an inside plug. My son actually attends a college. We've been talking. We getting ready to get him on the show. He getting ready. He going to be like the cool kid on campus because he going to get in on the show. That's my son, little Robert. He going to get in on the show. And then he going to bring that college people to Chop on the Radio. See, I believe, we believe here at Chop on the Radio, man, brick by brick, step by step, pray over everything you do and stand on it and be real. We could have paid for a move like that to happen, but why not when we can build that shit ourselves? Shouts out to OU. We already have OU students that tune in. Shouts out to WSU, Wichita State University. Shouts out Friends University. Shouts out Oklahoma State University. Shouts out Texas University. Man, it's a Presbyterian college somewhere that be tuning in, rocking with us. I mean, you know, we tapped in to them. Shout out Langston, too. We be having people from Langston tapping in. And that'll keep them growing. And if you rocking with us now, just saying us because we just us, these are the type of people that is listening to your music. So all you got to do is just grow your awareness on them platforms. Grow your awareness on your platforms. And this is one thing that my mom's broke down and tell me I'm going to pass along, man. My mom's a very good people person, man, and, you know, got the education behind it. Sometimes you can share something with somebody as much as you want to, and they'll probably never think twice about it, right? Soon as somebody that they respect, look up to, cool with, value their opinion, anything like that in that manner, soon as they share it or soon as they tell somebody about it, then that's going to make that person over there want to do it. That's going to make that person want to jump on it. And if you think about it, when it comes to what we do, that's really a kind of a true statement. Like, songs get popular because people see other people rocking with them. You know what I mean? And then, boom, they telling this person, or when they at this person's house, girl, put this song on, man, play this. Nigga, what's that song you was jamming in the car the other day? Boom. And they be acting like, oh, man, I didn't know you made this music, man. You be like, man, I done posted my music on social media every day, player. You just seen it. Oh, but little Chris over there posts my stuff. Now you want to act like, oh, man, I didn't know Ray Ray was jamming like that, man. Because little Chris did it. Well, that's because him and little Chris a little bit more tight than you. And he waiting to see what little Chris going to do. Now, think about that in your zone, in your city, man. People are like that. That's what we talked about in crowds, season one, season two. If they don't really rock with your stuff like that, they don't really want nobody else to have an opportunity to rock with your stuff like that. And they'll make their friends kind of feel like, oh, man, why are you listening to that bullshit, man? We don't listen to that shit over here. But your homie, that partner really like, man, I like that shit, man. I like that song. So, hey, man, it's all kind of people out there. See, I get technical with it, man. But you do this when you done been doing it for so long. You done sit down and research and study, and you done talk to so many different people on ways to reach people with artists' music and how do they connect in with an artist by listening to their music. What are some of the things they look for? And a lot of things, since we off the record, we got some artists on the line, man. A lot of people want to hear. They want to know, not that they don't know you're real, but if y'all jump in on a conversation with like some real shit and just tell how you feel about it, that'll help a lot of artists gain fans right there. Yeah. Because, see, one thing that the industry done is made a lot of people leery of what the entertainment show. You showing you, like, say you showing you a gangster, but then soon as you blow up, it comes find out you really ain't a gangster. You know what I mean? Like, the game didn't show this, or you didn't put in your music, you ain't a rat, you ain't a snitch, and then it come out that, damn it, you on 2-3 niggas' paperwork. You come out with this name, and then all of a sudden everybody know you done stole this famous person who worked with the government to sell drugs. You done took his name. You used to be a police officer. You know, then you find out all this. So we have been bamboozled a lot. Hey, look, when I be looking at some of these industry artists' names, and they be like, you know, and then I go watch the videos, and they be with the choppers and 30s extendos and shit, I be like, I wonder which one of these, you know, I know there's some shooters and stuff out there, man, but anybody can shoot. How many of these cats really got heart? It don't take no heart to pull no trigger. You know what I mean? How many of these cats got heart? We've been bamboozled. We've been seeing cats look like the toughest gangsters run. And here's another thing, too. If you, I'm just going to just throw something, man. Y'all know, okay, say you're a vegan, right? Say you're a vegan and you're a rapper. That's pretty cool, you know what I mean? If you're a vegan and you're a rapper, that's cool. Not knocking you. But think how many more vegans it is out there that'll be a fan of yours just because you a damn vegan and you a rapper. So, boom, there you go, fans right there. You like this movie. You like this TV show. Then you find a connection with that person. Boom, bam, bing. See, people will teach you how to get paid, yeah, but you also got to know how to attract people, how to connect in with people in your demographics. Just putting your music on a show, that's gonna help you reach people. But what can you do to target them and get inside there? What's some things you can engage with that demographics? You find out what goes on inside this demographics. You look up the percentage of people that listen to radio between the ages of 13 and 29, and then they got 35 to 59, shit like that. With radio and podcasts, believe it or not, it's a lot of young people that watch it. The numbers is high, but the numbers are also high between 35 and up. So artists in that age group, it's okay to promote to that age group because those listeners are there. Those viewers are there for your podcast, for your radio show, for your music. I like spending $100K. See, this is why the other show in beginning, Femo, this is why they didn't really let us talk. You feel me? For everybody that be hearing these past shows, y'all have heard us talk about the first station we was a part of. This is the reason why they didn't really let us talk. We just going to keep it $100K.
Man,
they didn't want us. Yeah, man, they didn't really want us to talk. Because then that messes up certain things, you know what I mean? Like it messes up certain money situations for people. It messes them things up, you know, or they can't persuade you and use these tactics on you because you're like, well, damn, hold on, man, you just told me. Yeah, you know, nah, soldier said this and this and this. That shit kind of made sense. And then you turn around and try to play the same card on me.
Right.
Like I said, I'll be doing this to slap, and we say these type of things. Why? Because we don't look at ourselves as we better than y'all. If we found out something that somebody tried to do, a game that they try to play that could possibly hit us in our pockets and our stuff, and yeah, we're gonna pass that information on, man. That's what real ones do, right?
Straight up.
And every time you go around real ones, man, you're supposed to hear something real.
Supposed to.
Yeah, man. And shout out, because, I mean, and also, too, man, I check out a lot of other people's podcasts and radio shows and stuff, too, man. So it is a lot of shows out there, man, where you can get paid your royalties for your music playing on a radio show. That is a great move. That is a great move, too. But at the same time, be slicker than the average bear. Get both your honey pots.
Man, eat greedy.
And you can funnel, this is the thing, funneling your traffic. you can jump on these internet radio stations and promote your links. You got sponsorship packages with different radio stations that will keep your link and your information posted up on there, and you can also run that promotion too on your stuff. Just saying, man, it's more ways out there, man. You know what I mean? But that's how I would look at it. Some people ain't going to look at it like that. Some people are going to say, well, man, nah, I'm putting all my music just on sites that are just going to pay royalties off my music, and that's it. And that's cool. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, man, you can even look at it like, well, shit, I'm kind of cheating because I got these other platforms over here that I can use to funnel people to my music. Stay a step ahead of the game. It's always chess, never checkers. Always chess, never checkers. Femo, man.
What's good?
Petty Murphy, you still on there with us? Petty done fell asleep on us. That good game will put you to sleep.
Man, that there we
go. Yeah, man. He out of there. Well, Jack the Official, man, yeah. How do you feel, man? Do you feel like a lot of people that you know, that's pushing this dream to all of us in this entertainment lane and all of this, do you feel like they spend that same amount of energy on telling a full picture? Or you think it's just mostly all just the Jews? You know what I mean? Basically the shiny things.
Man, most of it is cap, no facts. You know what I mean? So they show you the glitz and the glamour, man. They don't show you what's going on behind the scenes.
Right.
You know.
Because it's a lot of artists that got big money, man, and you know how they be talking about it. Well, you know, man, we got attorneys that'll take care of this and take care of that. It do be artists, man, that got a lot of money, but do be having to go sit down. So we already know if you really from the streets or you really got your hands in the streets and you really doing something, it's certain situations, no matter how much money you got and what label you signed to and what attorney you got, you still might have to go sit down.
Yeah.
You might have more finances to deal with the situation better, but you still might have to go sit down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, so always feel good about doing what you love to do, expressing yourself, sharing your gift, man, being hungry about what you're doing. And for y'all that's putting y'all life in y'all music and that's using y'all music, that's therapeutic for you, even making your music, man, shouts out to you. Your blessings going to come to you how they supposed to. And sometimes, man, the money dangling in front of our face get us caught up and get us thinking that, well, damn, if I don't achieve the money, I haven't achieved my dream. But see, everybody was put here for a reason and for a purpose. We be wanting to pick our purpose. We be wanting to pick what we're here for when we really don't really know. Sometimes your purpose is here to heal others, teach others, minister to others, reach others. And sometimes that don't always come with compensation as far as in finances. Sometimes that come in conversation with, as in connections. You know what I mean? Lifelong connections, real connections and stuff like that, man. Things that open up doors to where it might not even be music for you. Might be in a position of power. Might be in a lane of something that you don't even do.
Man, you just might never know.
Never know, man. And then again, it could bless everything that you're doing. It could be somebody that's out there like, you know what, this person right here, man, it ain't just about the money with this person right here. This person actually right here, man, want to do this, and this person actually want to help his family out. This person right here, I can see this person doing little things in the community. I can see this person right here really changing somebody's life, man. that's the real game. To me, that's gangster. To me, that's gangster. And that's why I always say, shit, I'm a big dog, not just because what I did on the streets, but I, me and Famo Nation, all the big dogs, the reason why I say that is because, man, we have been put in certain positions, and we did what we were supposed to do, and we continue to do that. We able to help somebody else, man, do what they love to do, get recognition for it. A lot of people don't want to do that until they see you jerking with it. Then they like, oh, shit, man, let me do that. But Jag say this all the time, man. Everybody got a position to play, man. Everybody, hey, look, everybody can't be the quarterback. Somebody got to run the touchdown. Yeah, somebody got to touch the play.
You got to have blockers, you know.
Come on, man. And that's a big key. Some people don't want you to be the running back because they the star running back. They don't want you to be the quarterback because they the star quarterback. Oh, shit, man. We done been talking a whole lot of real in this today, man. We done put a lot of real shit out there. Oh, my real ones. No, that's why I said it's a real and roll call. Anytime y'all start seeing that real and roll call, that mean we get ready to get real, real. And big shouts out to the real ones that checked in again, Coma and Ray the Factor, man. We definitely going to be showing them some love, man. We got some things and works behind the scene that ain't just ready yet, but it's almost there that we going to present them boys there, man. But they stay in full rotation. Stay in full rotation. You feel me? But internet radio, internet radio, let me say this. There's some facts right here, man. And this is from the AMW group, man. Internet radio airplay has some decidedly clear benefits, particularly for newer artists. Right? So that's a good piece of information for your artists out there, man. Not saying live and die, and I'm only going to do this. No, man, take advantage of the platforms that's out there. Right now, when you post something on social media, it ain't like you're getting paid for that post, but you using that to lure people or funnel people to where you can make the money. Come on, man. It's common sense. You got to make this shit make sense. Like Night Train Femo the brand say, man, make this shit make sense, man. Why can't I not get it all the way around and them people that ain't on this platform, why I can't still funnel these people that's over here to my stuff? How do I got to do that? Okay, I might not give them all my music, but I'm going to put enough music over here that can attract some fans and attract some listeners. When I have a new song coming out or a new CD or a new album coming out, man, I can use these platforms over here, man. I might have to pay $20, $25, man. I'm be able to promo, or I'm in with them, so I might, you know, whatever it is, I can use that to promo, run a promotional campaign, on this platform that's funneling all the traffic that, you know, that want to check me out to this right here that's making me money. Cross promotion. Am I going too real? Did I give up too much game for more? Do I got to shut it down?
They ain't trying to spend that money on no promotion, man. They trying to go get a bottle of Don Julio and a sack of that good weed.
And like I say, if it's organic, if it's real. Like I said, just because people be asking me all the time, we pay for certain features on Top On The Radio, even though we who we is the Top On The Radio. All right, the radio show we was on before Top On The Radio, yeah, we paid for that all the years we was on that, right, and barely even got to talk. So we been in that position where we had to pay. We still have to pay for certain things. But only difference is you'll find people that ain't really trying to break your pocket. Just want you to compensate for you know, what was going down, but not really trying to break your pocket. And you can't tell me that's not a plus, or you can't use that to gain and use that to help you, man. That is how you think, man. I don't know. We different. I know cats from Texas. I know cats from Oklahoma. I know cats from Kansas. That's gonna get it. Say they gonna get it. You hear me? So hey, man. And for me, like I said, Oklahoma, I'm Southern to the heart, so I know it's a Southern thing too. And I know in the Midwest they're going to get it, but I know in the South, man, we're going to get it. Man, because check this out. Say like, you know, we ain't going to hold you up too much longer, man. But Femo, man, any thoughts you got left, man, anything you want to touch on?
And my thoughts, in general, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Like, everybody got a life to live, right? You might not know what you want to do in life, but you know what you can do. So you got to make the best of it, regardless. What the situation is. Always remember, somebody's going to be more or less fortunate than you. Period, point blank.
That's real. My man, say, check this out. Y'all soaked up a lot of game. Y'all soaked up a lot of knowledge. Y'all soaked up a lot of jerk bites, a lot of Jews, man, a lot of gifts from the chest. We opened it up on you. Tomorrow night, man, we got the King of Jerk Championship Round 2, Part 1, going down. A must tune in. Do not miss that shit. We're going to light social media with it all day long, so you ain't going to be able to forget about it. And make sure to go check into the live, man. Go check into the live. Y'all go hit that live event link. Go check into the live, man. If you don't check into the show, man, check into the live, man. Night Trainer Brand going to be hosting that thing there. So y'all go check in and check that out. We're going to be putting that link up too, man. Say, man, until next time, man, y'all keep the jerking alive, man, and keep that blow up to your damn self. We out.